These next questions are really good ones. When has someone told you an uncomfortable truth about yourself that helped you make an important change of direction? When have you resisted making a change despite being confronted by an inconvenient truth about yourself? Why? And maybe to warm us up to that question, if you have your Bibles, you can open it up to 1 Kings 11, verse 4.
Absolutely.
And if you want to read the full context there, I'll just list the Bible passage, but this is 1 Kings 11, 1 through 13. I'm just going to read 1 Kings 11, verse 4. And as we read the story about Tony Hsieh, maybe your mind went there, but when I was reading about Tony Hsieh, I was thinking of King Solomon in the Bible. If you know King Solomon, he was one who threw big parties and had a magnificent estate. I don't think King Solomon would move to Utah, but he had a quite nice. One of the problems of King Solomon that we read about in the Bible, though, is that he surrounded himself with people that really just told him yes all the time. So,
So that's
1 Kings 11, verse 4 says this: For when Solomon was old,
what's his name?
his wives turned away his heart after other gods, and his heart was not true to the Lord his God, as was the heart of his father David. So, let's see here. One thing about Solomon is apparently had no real friend like Jewel with this story in Tony Hsieh. This singer, Jewel, came in and said, "You're just ruining your life." And Solomon never really had someone like that. If you were among King Solomon's friends, would you have confronted him about his passions, that they were leading him in the wrong ways? So what would you have told him? So imagine you're in front of king, piling up the ladies from all the different kingdoms. Would you have the courage to say, "Hey, this is causing a problem"?
When I was young, maybe.
Yeah.
Just 1,000 can't even imagine. Goodness gracious. I kind of
Well,
remember these
I wonder if,
stories.
I think one way is to confront would be to maybe in a jesting way, as I thought about that question, maybe in a jestful way, say something like, "Man, I can barely get along with my own wife. I don't know how you get along with 700, you know." I mean, it would be hard to confront a king about kind of an issue like that, but, you can see that this got out of control for him.
So one of the things that kind of come to mind, we're admonished not to judge.
Right.
And where do you draw where is the it's okay to not be an enabler, I guess is what I'm saying. And you don't want to judge the individual. But where's the line that's that you can cross and say, this is okay?
Anyone want to jump on that? Enabling, letting someone kind of just do whatever they want, or confronting?
Trying to put my mind together, my wish. We try to help people but don't really confront. We enable, but I don't really understand the mentality that will go along with the people who are the yes people. I don't. Their ethics, they're in it for themselves. They don't. I'm not putting words together well. I'm sorry. They're hurting. They're hurting people, and they don't seem to care how far it goes. They people that dispense drugs to other people. How could they do that when they can see see what they're doing to people. And that goes back and back to the very beginning of where the drugs come from. The people that don't have any compassion, caring, because it goes on. The line of where it all starts. And those people are just selling things to other people who are selling them to on and on, and it hurts people all the way down the line. And I struggle with that mentality. And I'm sorry my thoughts are all jumbled. My words are all jumbled. So
that was a vote in confronting.
Yes.
And I want to share these comments. Trudy's sharing here. It depends on the person you are confronting, and it always has to come from a place of compassion, not judgment. Carol says, very difficult when it is your child and other close relative who are adults. Trudy says, Carol, absolutely. We thought we were being supportive, starts to be enabled. Really good comments by everyone. I want to share something that a new approach to ministry I'm chewing on in my heart. And as I approach different people, and just want to pass it along to you, because I think it addresses what we're talking about. I'll just share this. I wasn't going to do it today, but I've got it written on a sheet here, and I want to explain it to you. Can everyone see that?
Yes.
Okay. So this is XY axis here. Sorry to go mathematical on you, but that's my crazy mind at work here. Y-axis, you have high invitation, which is you just pour unconditional love on someone. You know, you just love that person no matter what they do. You just love them. On the bottom of that y-axis, you have low invitation. You have no love. On the x-axis, you have high challenge. That's maybe fronting what you're talking about, Jan. And then low challenge is when you kind of enable, you let it go and you just, they're my relative. I got to love them, you know, unconditionally, but I get low challenge. All right. Does that make sense? This chart here?
Yeah.
So we've got, and now we've got four quadrants here. I'm going to fill in these quadrants and just share. Hopefully this works. Hold on a second. So in our relationships, if we have, let's start in the board quadrant, in the lower left quadrant. When we have low challenge in our relationships and also not a lot of love, relationship with that person is going to be a bored relationship. It's not going to go anywhere. So, you think about that family member that's going through a hard time. You may be at a point sick, tired of them. And you don't love them, and because they've messed up so many times, you also don't challenge them anymore. Maybe you've fallen in, maybe, you know, that area is bored. That relationship is bored. When you go up to cozy, this is where you have unconditional love for that relative. You love them no matter what. But you never challenge them. That category leads us to just having a cozy, we all feel good. You're good, I'm good, we're all good. We're cozy. In the bottom right quadrant, we have, when you have no love and you're always challenging people, you know, you're constantly saying, hey, you just do this wrong, you need to go over here and do it better, and you don't really love them, that relationship's gonna be stressed. And in the fourth, this is Jesus approach, and that disciple. That's where you unconditionally love someone, you're all challenging them. Comments on that? Anything that's unclear or not helpful, or wow, that just doesn't make sense. So anyway, so as a pastor, I'm thinking about this chart myself and how I relate to people around me, my circle. And I'm going to try more and more to be about unconditional love, but also challenging people as well. That's really what Jesus, God loves us so much that he doesn't want to leave us where we are. It wouldn't be good to leave people where they're comfortable and not really where they should be.
So where does you just kind of give up? Where does that fit into that quadrant? Is that the bored or stressed or?
Okay.
I just washed my hands of this whole thing to give up of the individual.
I think that's the bored quadrant.
Bored. Okay.
Yep.
I think you have to care about an individual before you can do any of that. So
yep.
Oscar says, yeah. I give up. It might also say, I don't care anymore.
Well, I understand. Yeah. I don't have unconditional love is what you're saying. I wouldn't have unconditional love.
Right.
One way to look at that
diagram to other applications, like not only with your family, but also like, workplace or whatever, maybe change the verbs from love to respect or something like that.
So what's interesting about this part, like some of the stuff I'm reading about this, trying to apply in my own ministry practice, is that board. How do you move from getting out of board? You really got to start. You don't just go from board to disciple. You can't make that move. You've got to go from bored up to cozy. So the person knows that you unconditionally love them, no matter what. If there's someone out there that you're bored with and you're sick of their mess ups, according to this chart, the first step is really just share unconditional love, no matter what. And then the next step after cozy is not to disciple. It's actually down to stress. That's when you start challenge them. So, and that's a really tough step.
That's a very tough
step. And then where we're unconditionally loving someone and also challenging them. And unfortunately, if you had to describe this guy, this Tony Shea, his life, he probably would have been in the bored category, even though he had all this money, or in the cozy category. No one ever challenged him. So in some ways, isn't a church a good place where we can challenge one another? That's a healthy atmosphere when, someone can say, just speak the truth, but also unconditional love is always expressed. That's why being a part of a church family is a big part of mental health, I think. Sorry, I actually did not mean to go into that today, but just something.